USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court is taking up the Trump administration's plan to end legal protections that shield 660,000 immigrants from deportation. All eyes will be on Chief Justice John Roberts when the court hears arguments on Tuesday. Roberts is the conservative justice closest to the court's center, who also is keenly aware of public perceptions of a divided court. It's the third time in 3 years the administration is asking the justices to rescue a controversial policy. The court sided with President Donald Trump in allowing him to enforce the travel ban on visitors from some majority Muslim companies, but it blocked the administration from adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census. The program before the court this time is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, an Obama-era protection that aimed to bring out of the shadows people who have been in the United States since they were children and are in the country illegally. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roger Stone was convicted of all seven counts in a federal indictment that accused him of lying to Congress, tampering with a witness, and obstructing the House investigation into whether the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia to tip the 2016 election. He is the sixth Trump aide or advisor to be convicted of charges brought as part of the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russian investigation. Stone, age 67, showed no visible reaction as the verdict was read aloud count by count. He's scheduled to be sentenced on February 6th and could face up to 20 years behind bars. Investigators said they've yet to find a diary, manifesto, or any note that would explain why a boy killed two students outside his Southern California high school on his 16th birthday. No motive has been established in the Los Angeles suburb of Santa Clarita. The teenager opened fire, and authorities estimated it took just 16 seconds to pull out the weapon and shoot five classmates, and then himself. Two students died, two remain hospitalized, and one was released from the hospital today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Elizabeth Warren announced that she would expand public health insurance during the first 100 days in office, but would not push for a passage of Medicare for All until the third year of her presidency, a timeline that acknowledges how tough it will be to shift to a system of government-run health care. The Massachusetts Democratic senator released a health care transition plan that first vows to build on existing programs, including the Obama administration's Affordable Care Act. Warren says then she'll work with Congress to pass pieces of a universal coverage proposal more gradually, with the whole thing being ready no later than her third year in office. Tulsi Gabbard keeps making her fellow Democrats nervous. The Hawaii congresswoman appeared on Tucker Carlson's show. She wrote for the conservative-leaning editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal, and she's denounced Hillary Clinton as, quote, the personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. But she's made it perfectly clear in her visit to The View that she will not run as a third-party candidate.
Very clearly, and I've said no every time, because I'm running to build a new Democratic Party, to take our party out of the hands of the corporate special interests, the greed and the warmongers, and actually make it so that our Democratic Party is a party that is of, by, and for the people.
Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, also sought to end the rumors. He said every single candidate running for president as a Democrat understands it's not about them. It's about something much bigger. It's about beating Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.